Once again, what an amazing pleasure it is to be able to watch our Beis Medrash full of vibrancy, and the Kol Torah is amazing. Yesh Koach again for everyone for making it that way, really enhancing our summer, and the Kol Torah is really inspiring. In one of the most famous stories, and possibly all of Shas, the Gemara tells a very, very long saga of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, about the day where they replaced, where he was appointed to be the new Danasi, Rosh Yeshiva, the whole saga back and forth. And without going through the entire story tonight, the Gemara Brachos Daf Chav Zayin Chav Ches, I want to highlight one particular line in that Gemara, where the Gemara ends by going through what happened on the day where they finally appointed Elazar ben Azariah to be the Rosh Yeshiva. The Gemara tells the following anecdote. Tana, Oso Hayo, on that day where they appointed him Salku Lishomer HaPesach, they removed security guard from the entrance to the Beit HaMedrash, V'nasna lehem rishus l'tamidim likanis, and they gave permission to all of the students who wanted to enter the Beit HaMedrash. What's the Chiddush saying? That's the Gemara says. Shahir B'Gamliel Machriz V'Omer. There was a policy B'Gamliel had before. He would announce publicly, he would say, he would exclaim, Kol Tamid She'in Toko Kivaro Likanis LeBeit HaMedrash. He would say that if you weren't the same inside and outside, you couldn't come learn in the Beit HaMedrash. And that day, they changed the policy to allow any Talmud who wanted to come to learn, they were allowed to come and learn. And the Gemara ends by saying, because of that, because now the policy changed, opened the floodgates for all Talmidim who wanted to learn, Ha'huyuma Itose Kama Sasale. That day, they added many, many new benches to the Beis Medrash, which makes sense. More students, more benches. About 20 years ago, I read an incredible biography by one of the great Bali Musser of the last generation, Moshe Aaron Stern Zatzal, Mashgich of the Kamenetz Yeshiva, who asked such a simple but profound question. He said, the Gemara should end by saying, if we're talking about getting more students in the Beis Medrash, the Gemara should have said, Hahu Yuma Itosvi Kama Talmidim. That day, they added many, many, many more Talmidim. Rav Moshe Aaron Stern asks, but Safsali? Okay, it's very nice. They need a place to sit. But why does the Gemara focus here on these on benches and not the students? Now his answer, of course, is a great Musser Haskell, maybe for a different Madriga. His Musser Haskell is that the earlier students were Moser Nefesh. They didn't need benches. They stood. They stood the entire day in learning. That's a different Madriga, maybe for aspiring for a future time. But I want to suggest something that I shared with a friend of mine a number of years ago on this Gemara that I think really applies, and I'm going to make an apology because I neglected to do this last week. We're familiar with the phrase, Chazal, we say it often, Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. If there is no Kemach, there's no material, you can't have Torah. That's true in so many areas. Last week, I made a point of thanking, which he should be thanked over and over again, Rabbi Meir Finkelstein, Shlita, the Rosh Kollel, for working so hard to put together the summer program, and really, it's been so beautiful so far. And we thank many people, the office staff for all their hard work, but I forgot to thank one important group of people, and those were the supporters of the Kollel. Arthur Kubelberg, our president, our past president, when he was approached with this idea, he ran with it. And he got together a very dedicated group of Balabatim to support, to fundraise and support the efforts of the Summer Kollel. And without their efforts, literally in Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. With no material, you can't have people learning here in the Beis Medrash. That perhaps is what the Gemara means to say here, that they added Kama Safsalim. Without the Safsalim, without the benches, there couldn't be more students. What the Gemara is trying to tell us is, without those who provide the material support for the Beit Medrash on that day to add more space, to add more material for the new students, then you can bring in thousands of more students. But there's no svarim for them, there's no bench for them, no place for them. And so the message of Chazal here possibly is, to focus on the Sasalim because we have to realize that those who learn Torah have to appreciate, have to understand, recognize, and appreciate. Without the dedication of those who materially support the Torah, we couldn't have the zchus to learn. We learn on the zchus of their efforts, on their coattails, and then this week we thank them for the great dedication to the Kol and Mirtan Shem, Halavai Vayter, many more years, partnership of Kemach and Torah. Wishing you all a wonderful evening. Let's daven Maariv.